This is Rediscover Life from Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on the pure gospel. And I want to start by reading 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 8 to 17. But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly and for sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers. And if there's any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, so if there's sound doctrine, we can infer from that that there is unsound doctrine. And this is where we need to read the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God. Study to show yourself approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And here is what I want to get to, verse 11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. So Paul spoke about a gospel that was committed to his trust. A gospel that was committed into his hands. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which is committed to my trust. And so when we think about this glorious God and this glorious gospel, we must recognize that we have been given a tremendous responsibility to, you know, hold fast to the truth of the gospel, particularly in a time where there is so much deception. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 4, this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. And so, as it says in Jude chapter 1, we have to contend for the faith. We have to contend to ensure that the truth of the gospel continues, not just with us, but with the next generation. We have to be so diligent to ensure that the gospel in its purity is handed to the next generation, because otherwise that's how you end up with religions and cults, preaching all sorts of heresy, all sorts of false doctrine. So again, we must fight to ensure that we maintain pure doctrine. And again, I'm not talking about launching Scud missiles at every other church that isn't the exact same as you. You know, it's important to recognize diversity in the body of Christ, that we may have disagreements on secondary issues, but with regards to the primacy of Christ, with regards to salvation through Jesus Christ, by grace you've been saved through faith. This not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, as anyone should boast. Salvation is by the blood, it's true faith in Christ and Christ alone. And that's, of course, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, by grace you've been saved through faith. This not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, as anyone should boast. So again, we cannot put our faith in mortal man. Our faith is in God. Our faith is in his word. That's the foundation of our faith. His word is the foundation of our faith. And so, you know, we look to him, we trust in him, we wait on him, because he is our life and the length of our days. And so the Bible is the truth, and we must build our lives on that pure gospel, because unfortunately history is replete with the stories of men and women who went off course, and some who were shipwrecked. And, you know, even the Bible acknowledges that, you know, that there were individuals who were made shipwrecked because of their unwillingness to stick with the pure or the true gospel. And I was talking about how I was in Moray, Wales about 3 years ago, and I got to meet a 90-year-old man whose uncle had been Evan Roberts' worship leader, who was known as the Sankey of Wales. You know, what a powerful story this man had to tell in recounting the great revival. And certainly that's something that all of us want to see. You know, the Bible says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, we want to see revival in our time. But that will not happen if we do not preach and hold fast to a pure gospel. If we do what so many other generations have done in compromising the gospel, we don't change the gospel to fit in with our culture. We've changed our culture to fit in with the gospel. Galatians 1:6, I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to what? A different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Here Paul, you know, explicitly points out that back then that there were those who wanted not only to trouble the people of God, but to transform the people of God by perverting the gospel of Christ. He continues, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Here Paul uses very strong language. And he includes himself in this. He said, even if I am preaching a different gospel, a gospel that's not consistent with what his word here has recorded, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you was not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. So Paul was given the gospel by revelation, and he warned us that we must not mess or tamper with this message, and that we must not listen to those who would pervert the gospel, those who want to come up with some new revelation that's not consistent with the Bible. Philippians 1:17, Paul said, knowing I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel. And therefore, I think it's important for us to recognize that, I believe that applies to all of us. We're all called to defend the gospel. We defend it because it's sacred, because the Bible is eternal, inerrant, life-changing truth, and we mustn't compromise it or change it for anyone or any reason, because it's eternal truth, and we must walk in the light of that truth. We must live by the truth of God's word. And this is where, again, you need to be a member of a good church that preaches the word of God. You need to bring your Bible to church. You need to check out what's being said and ensure that what is being taught and preached is in line with what the Bible says. So, again, it's important to understand that planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of their God, Psalm 92. That's why we need shepherds who will speak the truth and guide the flock faithfully. Ezekiel 34 and verse 1, and the heading is Irresponsible Shepherds. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God to the shepherds, Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the flatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who are sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost, but with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them. And so, again, here we see a warning to those shepherds who are not leading in light of the word of God. Revelation 2:25, but hold fast what you have till I come. And Revelation 3 and verse 11, behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. And so this is where we need to, like the Bible says, stand and keep on standing. And look to Christ, stand on his word, hold fast to the pure gospel. Hallelujah, because it is the truth. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church. Thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again next week as we continue our series on the pure gospel. God bless you.